This is the Dave Muller Show.
Softy.
Now, back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I say to myself, how did this happen?
Dave Softy Muller.
All right, 10 after 12. We're going to hook up with Jason Puckett from Peoria next segment. Get a take on the flavor of spring training with the M's, getting Cactus League play going. And we've got a special guest, by the way, from the Make-A-Wish Foundation at 1238. Kind of a feel-good story. Young man who is in the fight of his life right now, but because of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, had a chance to go watch the Super Bowl in person. So we'll talk to Kyle Gaylor coming up at 1238 today. I'm excited to have him in our studio, but right now we're going to head to somewhere in Oklahoma, which we don't do very often on this show anymore because of all the bad memories, obviously, it brings up. But I was online the other day, and I came across Barry Trammell's blog on newsok.com, and I said, you know what? That's a guy that we got to get on our side and help make this thing happen with the history of the Sonics staying in Seattle. First of all, Barry is with us right here on the phone. Barry, how you doing, man?
Good, Softy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I want to first of all thank you for the blog post that you wrote the other day, because a lot of people in Seattle feel exactly the same way you do. And let me just first of all read a few lines of what you wrote, and we'll get you to talk about more in detail what's going on. It says, the Thunder's Kendrick Perkins, who was just picked up from Boston, cannot wear number 43 that he wore with Boston. Jack Sikma wore number 43 with the Seattle Supersonics, who retired the number for the franchise. Then your next paragraph starts off with, but how is that relevant to Oklahoma City? And Barry, let me tell you something, baby. That is the question that we've been asking for 3 years in Seattle. How is it relevant? Why do you want the history? Why, when I open up a Thunder media guide, do I see a picture of Fred Brown and Lenny Wilkins holding the 79 NBA championship trophy? I'll ask you the same question you wrote. How is that relevant to Oklahoma City?
Well, I don't think the retired jersey is. I don't think, if they had a Ring of Honor or Hall of Fame, whatever you want to call it, I don't think it is. If they put statues out in front of the Coliseum, I don't think that's relevant. Now, the historical record, I mean, it is the same franchise that won the NBA title. It is the same franchise of Sikma, Gus Williams, and Fred Brown, and all those guys. So you can't rewrite history. But when you honor a legacy and honor a history and honor a tradition, there's no reason to think that those kinds of things travel 2,000 miles. Because, frankly, very few people, only old people like me, remember who Jack Sikma was. And the people who do remember don't really care. Jack Sikma is a beloved and honored figure in Seattle, and that's where his retired jersey ought to hang.
Yep.
You know, I don't know where you hang it, but put it in a museum or some place, prominent place in Seattle, and when you guys get another team, up in the rafters it goes.
Well, is his jersey hanging up in Oklahoma right now? I mean, if a guy's jersey is retired, normally you see it on display in that stadium or in that arena, but is his jersey being displayed?
No, and, you know, not in any prominent place. I haven't even asked. I've got a call in. I'm trying to figure out. I don't even know where the NBA championship trophy from 78-79. I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
So, to me, you know, what do you do with that trophy? Now, I realize that, you know, a trophy is a little bit different than a retired jersey, but to me, that trophy probably belongs in Seattle somewhere.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt it belongs in Seattle. I mean, in Oklahoma City enjoyed that championship run 32 years ago?
Well, I mean, I got to admit, I didn't even enjoy it because I was, I think I was pulling for the Bullets. I was a big Wes Unseld fan. So, you know, that's the point. It's not like, I don't believe in this starting over and saying, well, this is a new franchise and just wiping away the historical record, because that's not true. It is the same franchise, and so I'm not saying start over from scratch, but in terms of honors and things you can actually hold in your hand and look at and just sort of mementos of great moments, those things belong in, to the city, which cherishes them. So that's where all this stuff needs to be.
No, I well, first of all, hallelujah, number one. I think we all totally agree with you. And the trophy, as far as I know, is in Seattle at the Museum of History and Industry.
Well, that's good. Then I'm very pleased to hear that.
I just find it. And again, maybe this is you know. I hope you don't take this as an insult because I think you're right that it is the same franchise and there is a historical record. But it's one thing to have a historical record. It's another to claim it as your own, that you were a part of it. I just think it's pathetic. I mean, I would not want, if, for example, Seattle got a team to move to Seattle, let's say Sacramento, the Kings moved here. I don't want to see any retired numbers from anybody who played in Sacramento. I don't want to see any championship, it's a conference or divisional championship.
You're right.
I don't want to see any of that stuff.
Well, that's right, and it can border on the absurd because I actually looked at a list earlier today. Sacramento has several retired jerseys, retired numbers, and most of them are guys who played in Cincinnati and Kansas City.
Right.
So that's an absurdity, too. So, yeah, I think to me it's clear that, Jack Sickman, Gus Williams, Fred Brown, I can't remember who else, there's four or five guys with retired, Lenny Wilkins.
Yep.
They don't belong in Oklahoma City. They belong. And, eventually I think Oklahoma City will retire Kevin Durant's jersey. And to hang Kevin Durant's jersey next to Jack Sickman's jersey just makes no sense at all. Just because it's the same business corporation that, has been transferred hands several times, that's not much of a connection. And the connection is with people and fan bases and people who passionately follow the basketball team.
Yep.
So that's what needs to happen. And frankly, maybe this was done for some sort of legal reason, maybe some business transactional reason. I'm trying to find out. Got calls into the Thunder. I remember when they announced this agreement, 3 years ago, we didn't really understand the ramifications. But now we're seeing some of the results, and it's just common sense, really. Let's do things the way they ought to be done.
Yeah, you got number one for Gus, number 10 for Nate, 19 for Lenny, 24 for Spencer Haywood. You remember that name?
Oh, sure.
32 for Fred Brown and 43 for Jack Sickma. And then we had like a picture of a microphone for the old play-by-play voice, the great Bob Blackburn. Those were all hanging up there. And I just wonder if most people out there agree with you, and is there a movement out there to say, let's lift this, let's start over, if anybody wants to wear one, let them have it, 10, let them have it, 43, let them have it.
Now, well, there's really not a movement because nobody's raised the issue since I did it on Saturday.
Well, good for you.
And I haven't even put it in the paper yet. I think I'm going to write about it for this week, but for the newspaper. But maybe it will. Here's my goal. My goal is Kendrick Perkins is out another couple of weeks. My goal is they change this around, and before he makes his debut, mm-hmm. let him wear 43. No reason for him to have to pick another number.
Yep.
I asked him today. I asked Kendrick Perkins today. You ever heard of Jack Sickman? He said no. And then he did figure out that he didn't. He said, "Hey, I have heard that name, Sickma." And you know how he knows Jack Sickma?
How's that?
Jack Sickma's an assistant coach for the Houston Rockets.
Right. That's
and,
right.
Boston's played Houston twice a year for the last several years. And he sort of realized that Houston has this tall, big, tall assistant coach with that name. He has no concept of the Seattle Supersonics. So it's just the way, to me, it's just common sense.
Well, all of us are in agreement with you. You're not going to find anybody here that will disagree. I think it's just another punch to the gut to hear Oklahoma talking about Sonics retired jerseys and the history and all that, which we feel doesn't belong to anybody but us. So that's the that's the takeout here. And I would also say that I just wonder how Oklahoma is going to handle. Every team has an alumni night, Barry, where they bring ex players back and they honor their history. And how will they handle that? Unless they wait, 5 or 6, 7 years on their 10th year anniversary and just do guys that played in Oklahoma. We had Gary Payton on the show about a month ago, and he was asked about it, if they had some kind of function or alumni night and wanted ex-Sonics to be there. He said he wouldn't go.
Well, you can't blame him for that. And frankly, I got to believe they're smart enough not to do that. I got to believe, that fan base certainly would have no interest in that, and mm-hmm. there'd be no good reason to do that. What you said is right. In 10 years, maybe so. We had the Hornets here for 2 years.
Right.
Chris Paul could come back. He'd get a huge ovation. But certainly Gary Payton or Gus Williams or Jack Sikma means nothing to Oklahoma City, and even though they were fantastic, wonderful players. And
right.
So this isn't anybody's fault other than maybe just either bad decisions made by the Thunder management when they made the move.
Hey, Barry Trammell again with us from the Daily Oklahoman out in Oklahoma City. He's kind of started to write about the idea that all the Sonic retired numbers should be retired only in Seattle. And if Kendrick Perkins wants to wear 43, he should get to wear it. And that should be the Seattle's history and not Oklahoma's. Real quick, Nate Robinson, is from Seattle. Played college basketball here, grew up, I assume, a big Sonic fan, went to Rainier Beach. How's he taken playing for his former team now in Oklahoma?
Well, I've talked to Nate 3 days. I talked to him Saturday, talked to him Sunday after the game, I talked to him today at noon, and he strikes me, you guys probably know him a lot better than I do, he strikes me as a guy that rolls with the punches pretty good.
Yep.
He's a very gregarious, very charming guy, outgoing, seems to handle whatever comes his way. I know that I read before he even got here, after the trade was announced, he sort of took it upon himself. Kendrick Perkins was distraught at being traded away from the Celtics, and he sort of took it upon himself to sort of be a shoulder for Kendrick Perkins to lean on. So I think he's just a professional who just sort of knows the business, and he's just going to sit and wait for his chance. And I thought he might should have gotten inserted into the game last night. The Thunder having trouble scoring there in the third quarter. Stick him in and see if he can light a fire, because he's been pretty good at that over his career.
Right. So no truth to the rumor that he wore a Sonic T-shirt to his first workout with the Thunder.
Didn't that I saw.
All right. What number is he wearing, by the way?
He was a 4 in Boston.
Okay.
And it was 4 is taken here by Nick Collison, who wore 4 in Seattle. Yep. And with Kansas.
Yep.
And so I think he is going to wear 3.
Okay.
He's going to wear number 3.
The reason why I asked, there was a movement, that might be the wrong word, but there was an idea that he should wear 41 to honor 41 years of history in Seattle. So
he's wearing 3, but his favorite number is 2.
Got it. Yep, yep.
And Thabo Sefolosha has 2. I guess he wore 2 at UW.
He did.
The Thunder actually has a scout. What's that kid's name? I just met him today. He was actually a manager at UW when Nate Robinson was there. And named Brad Miller. And Brad Miller was at – I was talking to Nate Robinson, and he was telling me his favorite number is 2, but he can't wear that because of Thabo Sefolosha. And he saw Brad Miller walking across the court, and he yells at Brad Miller, and he says, "Hey, Brad, what's my favorite number?" And this guy turns and says, 2. He knew right off what his favorite number was. So, unfortunately, in the NBA, you can't always get the number you want.
Of course.
But in this case, I think they should make a way for Kendrick Perkins to get the number he wants, because the reasons he can't have it are not very valid.
No, I agree with you. And just do us a favor if you can, and keep up that fight, because I think that it's really tough, number one, for people to swallow the team even being there, and then number two, them claiming the history as their own on the court with not allowing guys to wear numbers that were retired in Seattle. We just find that to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Keep it up. Thanks, Barry.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Barry Trammell again from the Oklahoman. And again, the blog post wrote that Kendrick Perkins wanted to wear 43, but the Thunder wouldn't let him do it because that number's retired for Jack Sikma. And this guy obviously says, that's ridiculous. What does this have to do with Seattle? That belongs to Seattle and not Oklahoma City. There's no relevance at all in regards to Jack Sikma, Gus Williams, Spencer Haywood, Nate McMillan in Oklahoma. Let that be Seattle's history, and we'll start our own as far as retired numbers. And I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank God somebody in the Midwest finally...